Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Galileo's Daughter by Dava Sobel is a historical biography that uses an unusually intimate source base to reconsider one of the central figures in the history of science. The book follows Galileo Galilei through his scientific work, his public conflict with church authority, and his private relationship with his eldest child, Virginia, who became the cloistered nun, Sor Maria Celeste. Sobel builds much of the narrative around the surviving letters Maria Celeste wrote to Galileo, while noting that his replies have not survived. The result is not a technical history of astronomy alone, nor a conventional life of a great scientist. It is a study of science, family duty, religious belief, and institutional pressure in 17th century Italy. Sobel aims to humanize Galileo without reducing his intellectual importance, showing him as an experimental thinker, a Catholic believer, a father, and a man dependent on emotional and practical support during years of controversy and illness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Maria Celeste's letters turn Galileo's biography into a domestic historical record. The distinctive structure of Galileo's Daughter comes from the letters written by Sor Maria Celeste from the convent of San Matteo in Arcetri. These letters do more than add sentimental detail to a famous scientific life. They provide evidence of ordinary pressures that large public histories often omit: food, medicine, household expenses, clothing, legal obligations, religious observance, and the emotional management of illness and anxiety. Because Galileo preserved her letters, Sobel can show how deeply dependent he was on a daughter who could not leave her convent, yet remained practically involved in his life. The absence of Galileo's replies is also important. Sobel must reconstruct the relationship from one side, so the book openly works within archival limits rather than pretending to possess complete access. This one-sidedness gives the narrative both intimacy and restraint. Maria Celeste emerges not as a decorative figure, but as a historical witness whose care, piety, and intelligence illuminate the private world surrounding Galileo. Her voice changes the scale of the biography, placing scientific conflict alongside family loyalty and daily survival. Secondly, Galileo's science is presented as observation challenging inherited authority. Sobel explains Galileo as a central figure in the shift from inherited cosmological doctrine to evidence-based investigation. The book covers his improvements to the telescope and the discoveries that followed, including observations that weakened the old Aristotelian and Ptolemaic picture of an unmoving Earth at the center of a perfect celestial order. His work on the moons of Jupiter, the phases of Venus, sunspots, and the rough surface of the moon mattered, because these observations made the heavens appear changeable, material, and open to measurement. Sobel also connects his later work on motion to the broader formation of modern physics, while avoiding the density of a specialist scientific treatise. The emphasis is on why his methods were disruptive. Galileo did not simply hold a different opinion about the cosmos. He used instruments, mathematics, and repeated observation to press against systems supported by tradition, philosophy, and institutional authority. This makes the science legible to general readers while preserving its historical significance. The book shows discovery as a social and intellectual process, not as isolated flashes of genius. Thirdly, the conflict with the Catholic Church is treated as institutional and theological, not merely anti-science. A major strength of Galileo's Daughter is its refusal to flatten the Galileo affair into a simple opposition between science and religion. Sobel presents Galileo as a Catholic who sought to reconcile his faith with what he believed the heavens revealed through observation. The problem was not only that heliocentrism contradicted traditional readings of scripture. It also threatened systems of authority, scholarly reputation, and the licensing structures that govern publication in Catholic Italy. The controversy around dialogue concerning the two chief world systems becomes especially significant because Galileo had to navigate permissions, warnings, and expectations about how Copernican ideas could be presented. His trial before the Roman Inquisition and his enforced renunciation of heliocentrism show how intellectual claims could become matters of obedience. Yet Sobel also makes clear that Galileo continued to live within Catholic practice, and Maria Celeste remained devoutly concerned for his soul as well as his health. The book, therefore, frames the conflict as a complex collision among evidence, interpretation, politics, censorship, and personal belief, rather than a caricature of believers against reason. Fourthly, the convent setting reveals gender, illegitimacy, and family obligation in 17th century Italy. The book gives unusual attention to the social structures that shape Galileo's family life, especially the futures available to his daughters. Galileo never married Marina Gamba. The mother of his children and his daughters Virginia and Livia faced limited prospects because of their illegitimate status and the economic burden of dowries. Their placement in the convent at Arcetri was therefore not only a religious choice, but also a practical response to gendered constraints in early modern Italy. Sobel uses this context to show that Maria Celeste lived within severe enclosure while still exercising agency through correspondence, domestic management, medicinal preparation, and spiritual counsel. Her life demonstrates how women could be intellectually and emotionally central while formally excluded from public scientific and political life. The convent is not romanticized as a purely peaceful refuge. It is a constrained community with material needs, hierarchy, illness, and dependence on outside patrons. By placing Galileo beside Maria Celeste, Sobel widens the meaning of scientific biography. The making of knowledge appears connected to unpaid care, family strategy, religious institutions, and the restricted options available to women. Lastly, Sobel blends biography, translated documents, and cultural history for a broad readership. Galileo's Daughter stands out for its narrative method. Sobel translates and incorporates Maria Celeste's letters while surrounding them with historical explanation of Florence, Rome, the Medici court, church procedure, and the intellectual climate of the 17th century. This approach allows the book to move between confined domestic spaces and major public events without losing continuity. The letters slow the pace of grand history and force attention to lived experience, while the broader narrative explains why Galileo mattered beyond his household. Sobel also balances accessibility with documentation. She does not write a technical monograph on mechanics or astronomy, but she gives enough scientific and political context for readers to understand the stakes of Galileo's discoveries and trial. The result is a hybrid form biography, family history, history of science, and archival recovery. Its limitation is also part of its character. Readers seeking exhaustive mathematical analysis or a full institutional history of the Roman Inquisition may need other works. Sobel instead offers a carefully shaped account in which emotional evidence and public record illuminate one another. In conclusion, Galileo's Daughter is best suited to readers who want history of science with human texture rather than a purely technical account of astronomy or physics. It will interest readers of biography, early modern Europe, religious history, and archival narrative, especially those curious about how major intellectual change affects private lives. The practical benefit of the book is not a set of lessons in the modern self-help sense, but a deeper understanding of how evidence, institutions, family duty, and belief interact under pressure. Readers gain a clearer view of Galileo as more than a symbol of scientific defiance. He appears as a father, correspondent, court dependent, Catholic, patient, and aging scholar. Compared with many books about Galileo, Sobel stands out by making Maria Celeste central rather than peripheral. Her surviving letters give the biography an emotional and documentary anchor that changes the reader perspective on familiar events such as the telescope discoveries, the Copernican controversy, and the Inquisition trial. The book is also distinctive because it treats faith and science with nuance. It neither dismisses religion as mere obstruction nor excuses institutional repression. Instead, it shows the Galileo affair as a historically specific drama shaped by love, authority, evidence, and conscience. That balance makes the book durable within popular history and science writing. If you would like to support Dava Sobel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.